Military service members who took part in the country's nuclear testing program are on the verge of losing critical federal benefits. These so-called atomic veterans are part of a larger group of Americans now battling Congress. They want lawmakers to reauthorize the 34-year-old Radiation Exposure Compensation Act before it expires next month. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more.
In the spring of 1947, Navy sailor Lincoln Graffs went to an Oakland, California hospital suffering from a high fever and a strange abscess. A doctor responded with an unorthodox treatment, x-rays, to his face.
He said, "We call that a hair of the dog that bit you."
That hair of the dog that bit Graffs was his exposure to the U.S. nuclear testing program during military exercises in the Pacific. Over the next seven decades, more mysterious illnesses followed.
I am affected by this thing, as far as I'm concerned, lifetime, because it's in my blood.
But in some ways, Graffs is one of the lucky ones. At 101 years old, he is the country's oldest known atomic veteran. Now, he's part of a group fighting for a critical lifeline known as the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, set to expire next month. Here's Keith Kiefer, head of the National Association of Atomic Veterans.
Often, RECA is the difference for these veterans between becoming bankrupt or becoming homeless. So it's a godsend.
Since 1990, RECA has provided lump sum payments of up to $75,000 to atomic veterans and others sickened by nuclear tests. The Oscar-winning film of the year, Oppenheimer, spotlighted the Manhattan Project and the atomic bomb's earliest days.
"You are the men who gave them the power to destroy themselves. And the world is not prepared."
But a key group of lawmakers say the film's attention may not be enough. On Capitol Hill, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley warns Congress has just 1 month before RECA goes dark. The Senate has approved multiple bills to reauthorize and expand the program, but it remains stalled in the House, where cost is a concern. Here's Hawley on his way to Senate votes on a recent morning, describing this as the message such a failure would send.
"No, we think that you should get nothing despite the fact your government poisoned you. I think that's a pretty hard message to deliver."
For now, Hawley is betting House Speaker Mike Johnson will not deliver that message during an election year.
"Thousands of Americans will lose the life-saving, literally life-saving help that they've come to depend on. And people in my state, victims of my state, New Mexico, other states will get nothing."
New Mexico Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan knows that all too well. Every year for 17 years, Lujan has filed legislation to boost the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
"We need to pass this. This injustice is far too long. It's decades and decades old. This is not a blue state or red state issue. This is an American issue."
Graffs says regardless of the program's fate, the struggles remain.
"Whether they sunset the act or not, people who have been affected by radiation are still affected."
Next week, the atomic veterans will join other survivors on Capitol Hill to personally pressure Congress to approve the plan that recognizes their sacrifices for their country. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.